Hello everyone, I am Brian Zimmerman, the Custom Content Editor with Becker's Hospital Review. Thank you for tuning into the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today I am pleased to be joined by two guests to discuss digital patient engagement and self-pay collections. Dave Ralston is the Assistant Vice President of Revenue Cycle Management at Jackson Hospital, Montgomery. He has been involved in healthcare revenue cycle for 25 years with experience on both the provider and vendor side. Dave is known for his success implementing solutions, problem solving, and operational process improvement. David has received recognition as both a healthcare revenue cycle operations executive in 2016 and 2017, and has also been a part of a revenue cycle team to win Hospital Map Award. Noel Felipe is Senior Vice President and Revenue Cycle Practice Leader at Medisys. He also has more than 25 years of healthcare experience in accounts receivable management. Noel has a proven track record of developing a progressive client-based solutions and building strong cross-functional teams to implement those solutions and maximize client results. Noel is both active with HFMA and AHAM, and he served two terms in the Florida chapter of HFMA and was appointed to HFMA's National Advisory Council for Revenue Cycle. Noel and Dave, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having us. Yep.
Excellent. So let's get cracking here. Let's dive right in.
All right.
So Noel, I think I'm going to throw this first question your way just to get things started. Can you talk about the current patient payment landscape in healthcare and why is it so important for hospitals and health systems to focus on self-pay collection?
So I guess it's pretty clear that everyone understands that self-pay copays and deductibles continue to increase. So it's no surprise to anyone that the patient responsibility for healthcare expenses continue to grow. Currently, based on a number of different statistics available to us, patients are now individually the third highest payer behind Medicare and Medicaid, and hospitals are faced with the ever-increasing burden of having to secure those funds in order to maintain their positive financial performance and results. And so coming up with different strategies and different approaches to help patients meet those financial obligations, encouraging them to do so is a key element in today's revenue cycle arena.
Thank you, Noel. And a follow-up here. So how does price transparency fit into all this?
Price transparency is a very, very significant element. Today's patients are becoming more and more consumer-driven, and price transparency is going to be a significant decision point in terms of where they elect to receive their services. That has historically never been something that has been available in our particular industry, but more and more patients are being provided information to make these decisions more like a consumer than a traditional healthcare patient, if you will.
Thank you, Noel. And I think, you sort of laid out that landscape pretty well for us here to, set the stage for this conversation. Dave, I want to turn to you for my next question here. So what challenges to self-pay collections was Jackson Hospital experiencing and what work has been done to overcome these challenges?
I guess our main challenge is that when I arrived here, and I got to let everyone know, I've only been here for about a year now, was we needed to find a way to improve the process to reaching out to the patient after the service was provided, figure out how we can increase collections because we felt we were leaving dollars on the table, work on customer service, how are we best reaching out to that customer, but also obtaining feedback from them. We needed to improve our statements. We had to ensure we were doing some good follow-up with some good notes on the phone calls. I wanted to look at some new ideas in the way of innovation for collections, something different and outside of the box. And then some of the other financial pieces. We need to reduce our inventory of self-pay. We wanted to do something that was different than the standard calls and regular old mail. And then ultimately also reduce our expenses and the overall cost to collect. So, when we're looking at what we're facing here, my CFO and I, we were pretty open with each other about what the expectation was. And we wanted to find a partner with a company that was doing something really different and cutting edge for more of the patient collections in the back end of the revenue cycle. We were really familiar with the traditional model. So if we were going to do something, we wanted to do something that was more disruptive. And I wanted to do something all the way that was really noticeable in the market, in the area, something that was really different and outside of the box. And our partner with Medisys, they were doing the same type of thinking with their new technology. So it was just a good time to partner with them. And so with the changes that we're actually seeing in the healthcare industry, and, we wanted to follow a similar path to what they were doing to meet those changes and we're kind of both on board. So that's really what was the precipitation of making this happen and really moving us forward.
Interesting. So what results then did the sort of, you know, as you described it, outside of the box approach yield when you implemented them?
Well, some of the results that we're seeing, well, it was really driven back to your first question, Noel, of, you know, why we needed to make this strategy of change, because we were seeing a 14% income in the patient out-of-pocket cost, you know, increase for the patient. So the patients really have more at stake. They are the third largest payer, but some of the things that we're seeing as a result of this is it actually moved us to the 21st century with one single process. It made us relevant and really put us on the cutting edge. But some of the things that we actually ended up seeing, the bottom line is that we're achieving a 30% overall increase in self-pay collection. We're reaching out to more patients. I think we sent out 28,000 accounts. And of those, there was like 372,000 electronic communications, of which 68% of them were text message, and 32% of those were emails. So the impact of the digital transaction has significantly increased, because like our balance after insurance collections increased like 200% over digital versus the traditional mail or phone call. Balance after Medicaid was actually, you know, three times that of email over the traditional process. And then we looked at, you know, self-pay, which is really the bottom line, was the toughest segment to really reach out to. And we saw a 10 times increase in the self-pay responses when we moved from a traditional way of communication over to a digital way. So those were the improvements that we saw and how it really impacted us.
Thank you for sharing those specifics, and certainly some impressive numbers and changes there. And for my next question, I'd love it if you could both weigh in. You know, I was struck, Dave, there when you talked about sort of, you know, the alignment between Jackson Hospital and Medisys. So I'm wondering if you both can discuss the importance of collaboration throughout this process and what assessments other providers should make when considering vendor partnerships. Dave, you want to start us off, and then Noel, you can weigh in as well.
Yeah, our vendor partnership, I view them as an extension of our hospital. So they have to meet not only the need of the goal that we're trying to make, but also, you know, be able to insert into our culture. And that was something that I've been able to do with Medisys in the past. So I knew they were going to be a good partner for this when we started to open up the discussions about ensuring that we were going to have a good digital communication platform. The primary goal is collect as much cash as you can of the patient balance and improve that interaction. And, you know, the partnership with Medisys, you know, we were actually able to redeploy our staff because we actually not just picked up patient digital communication, we actually picked up a service center as well. So that was significant in our partnership, is where the long-term relationship was going to move to. Noel, I'll let you get some words in here on that one.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to note that this has been collaborative from the very, very beginning. So really working with the team from Jackson on how best to engage with their patients and to translate their financial policies to our engagement capabilities and our process was really, really key. And so we've worked with David and his team from the onset to just make sure that we're mirroring those policies, but also, you know, on an ongoing basis, providing him with insights and feedback about how different patients are behaving and how we can, you know, adjust our strategies and adjust our approaches to enhance overall results. And we're here because we need to collect more cash, right? We're here to help Jackson collect more cash, but we also want to simplify the financial experience for their patients. We want to make sure that financial journey is something that is simple, that it's clear, and that it is something that they can manage independently. And that's really been a big, big key, is, you know, providing patients the ability to resolve their accounts when it's convenient for them, using the mode of communication that they prefer. And throughout the entire process, we've been arm in arm with the team at Jackson, making those adjustments and making sure that we are accommodating their patients.
Yeah, and this also comes back to, you know, the goal of patient satisfaction. I mean, the best way for a consumer is the online model. To be able to get in and go onto a website and have it be a one-stop shop is probably the best way I can put it. to where, you know, not only can you pay your bill, you can add your insurance information, you can send a question about the bill, and you can even upload documentation. There's also a link or access to financial assistance. So it's like seamless all in one session. So that's kind of where that partnership needs to be there with MedAssist for the overall patient satisfaction on the financial side. Because, you know, we would rather the patient worry about recovery than worry about the financial burden that they're going to have. But we all know that financial piece is significant for the procedure. So, you know, that partnership where we don't have to worry about the customer service, it's all self-serve and putting that back into the patient's hands. That's what the partnership has done for us.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think, you know, taking that sort of, you know, the murky financial component of patient care out of the patient's mind and just letting them focus on recovery, it just seems like the right thing to do in a lot of ways right now, especially considering, you know, the state of the economy. Would you all agree with that? You feel like it's sort of an essential component to patient care as well overall?
Yeah, it really is. And that goes back into, it's going to bleed over to the price transparency, you know, going to set the expectation for the patient. You're going to reduce the overall patient's financial anxiety, so they won't have to stress about that. You know, it's going to be an increase, you know, that they can actually, with price transparency and moving into that model, which it bleeds into pre-service revenue. But ultimately, the patient doesn't have to focus on finance anymore, and they can focus on their care. And that's really what we're here to do as a hospital, is focus on care and to move that piece forward.
So that's one of the main driving forces why we created our patient digital engagement tool, Engagement. It was key for us to create a capability for patients to self-serve, to manage their accounts when it was convenient for them using the mode of communication that they prefer.
Well, thank you both for weighing in there. And I think, you know, we've already sort of circled back right to the beginning of this conversation and the first question I asked. So to land the plane here, to take things home for my last question, I'd love it if you could both weigh in, is how will COVID-19 affect the trends that we discussed in the beginning of this conversation? Noelle, you want to kick things off, and then Dave, you can finish.
Yeah, so COVID-19 has, needless to say, been it's just been so transformational, and so it's been such a jolt. I think that we're going to continue to see the ripple effects of COVID-19 for probably, I don't know, I would imagine another 18 to 24 months as more and more Americans struggle to maintain their health coverage, their employer-sponsored health coverage. And, you know, it still remains to be seen what's going to happen to the economy in general. But there again, I think it's important that we use analytics and we use intelligent processes to help identify how we can best accommodate patients to meet their financial obligations. And that happens through, you know, thorough analysis of data and making sure that we are treating patients individually and that our solutions for their financial experience are tailored to meet their particular needs. So there's a swervy road ahead of us. I think that it's going to require a lot more data analysis. I think it's going to require a lot more insightful thought and making sure that we are accommodating individual needs more specifically.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's also, you know, add, you know, the patient self-management. The overall patient's going to have to be more involved in their healthcare because, you know, with telehealth now, there's no actual physical touch of the patient. So I think that's going to be a change in the industry and the impact. You know, like Noelle said, you know, the communication, there's going to have to be more communication about, you know, what ailments and how you're feeling and can you describe. I think, you know, for an overall trends for COVID, those are the type of changes that we're going to have to get used to. Maybe we are going to have less patient touch. So you're also impacts your financial process. You know, we don't have patients going up and doing registration right in front of somebody else anymore. We're actually doing, you know, virtual registrations and moving on to that type of the reality of what's coming to us with COVID. So, you know, the significant trends and changes, I think we've kind of just started to see how it's going to impact us, but it's going to change long term for how we're actually, you know, providing healthcare and managing the patient overall.
Definitely. I think you both, you know, hit the nail on the head there to finish things off here. Thank you both so much, Noel and Dave, for your time and thought-provoking responses today. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Excellent. So I also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Medisys. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com.